It's right on the Market Daily Report on April 10, 2025.
Today's highlights.
China has responded to Donald Trump's trade tariffs by raising duties on U.S. goods by from 34 to 84%, and by appealing to the World Trade Organization. The statement said reciprocal duties are not a cure for the trade imbalance. Instead, it will backfire, hurting the U.S. itself. Early yesterday afternoon, President Trump postponed all tariffs on all countries for 90 days except China, which he even increased for China from 104 to 125%, issuing the following statement.
In view of China's disrespect for global markets, I am raising the tariffs the United States levies on China to 125%, effective immediately. At some point, hopefully, in the near future, China will realize that fleecing the United States and other countries is no longer acceptable. Conversely, based on the fact that more than 75 countries have asked U.S. representatives to negotiate a resolution to the issues at hand regarding trade, trade barriers, tariffs, currency manipulation, and non-monetary tariffs, and that these countries have, at my urging, taken no retaliatory action against the United States, I have authorized a 90-day pause and a substantial 10% reduction in the reciprocal tariff during that period, also effective immediately. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
The 10-year U.S. Treasury bond yields are rising as China sells some of its $768 billion U.S. Treasury debt instruments to support the value of its currency, which has weakened to its 2007 level of 7 yuan and 35 fen per dollar. The yuan will continue to weaken as China's export revenues fall, and confidence in China's ability to weather this trade war continues to fade. 15% of Chinese exports goes to the U.S. Losing most of it would hurt the economy, but it won't be a fatal blow. According to the officials, Russia lost about 14% of its exports during the war years under countless sanctions, and its economy did not collapse. China is expected to import about 3 million tons of U.S. soybeans in April and May, despite new higher tariffs that threatened to disrupt this key import. Most of these shipments were purchased by the state stockpiler Sinograin, which is likely to pay the increased duties, but may need to sell the beans at a discount due to competition from cheaper Brazilian soybeans. The U.S. president signed an executive order on Wednesday aimed at reviving U.S. shipbuilding and reducing China's dominance. The order directs the U.S. trade representative to move ahead with a proposal that included levying $1 million U.S. port docking fees on any Chinese-built or Chinese-flagged vessels. Allies will be pushed to act similarly. That proposal earlier sparked sharp criticism from commodities exporters, trade groups, and U.S. ship operators, who warned of supply chain disruptions, job losses in port cities, and inflation. The order must be finalized by an April 17 deadline. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer said that a final decision on remedies will be by the middle of the month, and that not all of the measures outlined by the agency's original proposal would be implemented.
Tidbits for today.
Yesterday morning, the USDA announced the sale of 198,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown. U.S. crude oil stocks increased by 0.5% in the week ending April 4, according to the Energy Information Administration. Higher imports were coupled with lower exports. Gasoline and distillate inventories decreased. Argentina's soybean planted area is projected to decrease by 1 million. To 16.5 million hectares in the 2025-26 marketing year, according to the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. This reduction is attributed to producers returning to traditional corn rotations, following a pest-driven increase in soybean planting the previous year. Despite the decline in planted area, soybean production is expected to remain stable at 49.5 million tons due to an increase in yields. However, rising production costs are anticipated to result in thin or negative margins for many farmers, especially those farming on rented land, which accounts for over 75% of Argentina's soybean output. With soybean ending stocks at a six-year high, the exports expected to rise by 17%. Russian winter crops mortality was within 3% on average, despite abnormal weather conditions this winter and spring, according to the results of recent crop surveys. That's it for today. As always, you will find additional info in our mailing. Today, it's the broilers hatchery and ethanol production numbers, also the bullish consensus vote results. See you tomorrow, right on the market, out.